You know it's true. Everything I do. Oh, I do it for you. Welcome everybody to Podtrash. What's going on? My name is Rick Feinberg. I am here once again with the illustrious Corey Castle.
Illustrious?
Okay. I'm just going to say words that I don't know the meanings to, but right now I want to introduce you to a very special guest. Matt Flowers couldn't be here this week. So we went out and got the most amazing person that we could get, as usual.
That's celebrity. What we always do.
Celebrity fill-in this week on Podtrash.
Stadium status.
Stadium status. That is right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Canadian pop sensation Bryan Adams.
Holy shit, Bryan Adams.
Yeah. Woo.
Thanks for having me here, boys.
No problem. So, Bryan Adams.
You guys are a bunch of good looking bunch of boys.
Where we we try to be. Well, we try to be as good looking as possible for being on a podcast.
I'm going to you.
I was about to ask you if you could name what your favorite song of yours is. And maybe sing a little bit
of it, and you guys can tell me what song it is, right?
Okay.
Right. Life is a highway.
That's.
I just had throat surgery.
Did you sing that song?
I didn't think that was you.
Yeah, I didn't know that was you before the Rascal Fats did it.
Rascal Fats. All right, fantastic. So when you were doing, you know, it's true. Everything that. It's good. It's good that you're in a happy mood today. So when you were doing that Robin Hood song, what was that specifically for Robin Hood, or did you come out?
Oh, I wrote that song for Kevin Costner.
Because directly for him.
Well, it's for him. They were showing me some of the movie before it was put out, and I got a boner.
Okay.
All right.
Everything you did, you did it for that boner.
So, you know.
Okay. All right. That seems
I just felt a connection.
It looked like you were crying over there, Rick.
I was a little bit. That was a sad, touching story.
Well, as a singer-songwriter, things inspire you. So.
Yeah.
You gotta, sometimes you gotta talk to the one who made you, right?
Yeah.
That's God upstairs. Not the neighbor upstairs. God upstairs.
My upstairs neighbor is God.
Yes.
Not the neighbor God. Not talking about the upstairs God neighbor.
I don't
when
believe
he stomps
in God.
Around like, hey, hit the broomstick. Comet. Comet down up there, God.
All right.
All right. So.
You guys are a bunch of fun boys.
So, Bryan Adams, tell us about your interests and what brings you to our neck of the woods.
Well.
What your neck's doing in our woods.
I've been
woods.
Watching the hardcore porn stuff since I was about 8 years old.
Yeah.
So, you know, that got me into... singing, songwriting in Canada. There's not a lot to do in Canada.
Sorry, this seems like an off question, but the kind of hardcore gay porn, could you specify?
Gay porn.
I said hard stuff.
Okay. Could you specify what kind of porn is what my question was going to be?
Apparently it was gay.
It wasn't gay porn.
Well, I guess I was trying to be subtle, but I didn't realize I was just
You're just insinuating
right
that Bryan Adams is gay? Why did you come right out and say that? That wasn't in any interview that I had heard about Bryan. Is that true? Well, Bryan Adams, you're gay?
No, I'm not gay.
Well, okay.
I don't know who told. Wait, what did you Google that?
Well,
did you Wikipedia that?
Well, I heard
you
talk about
assume?
Erections from Kevin Costner, and he's really close to me, and he keeps touching my wrist, and it's weird. So
Kevin Costner doesn't give you an erection?
Not normally. I mean, a little bit when he drank his own urine in that one water movie. When you saw that?
I saw the movie, but I don't remember the urine drinking.
Yeah, he like peed
and,
into
and
a
the little
into
girl
a
from Napoleon
like
Dynamite who should have been drinking who could be drinking whole if she wanted to, but she was drinking 1%. It wasn't because she thought she was fat. Anyway, specify the type of porn, please. I mean, if you don't feel comfortable sharing, what was like your main like when you went to the porn store and said, "Here's the porn that I'm gonna purchase or rent," because sometimes people rent porn. I think that's really weird. I don't know if anybody else thinks that's weird. How about you, Bryan Adams?
I don't think people rent porn.
No, you can go to places and rent porn, right?
Like Blockbuster, Pornbuster.
Remember that place that was like right near our old school, and we and it was like Video Liquidator
in Jersey.
Yeah,
place?
Yeah.
I never went there.
We went there before.
I don't remember ever going there.
All right. Well, we were there, and I know you were there.
Okay.
But they like had rentals. They were like, "Oh, you can rent stuff for a dollar." I'm like,
"That's yeah, pretty, I mean, that's cool."
But this dude, like, then I'm like, "Who else rented this porn at some time?" And
yeah, but it's not like they jerked off all over it.
What
and
if they
put
did?
It back?
Well, look, you're gonna jerk off on your hand, and then you're gonna take that same hand and eject after you eject.
No, so what, dude? You sit around and you pick your nose all the time, and then you open up doors and
stuff
like that.
You boys are crazy.
I know, right?
I'm glad I'm here on Podtrash.
Thank you for being a guest on our Podtrash.
Makes me want to sing.
All right.
Go ahead. Yeah, let's hear a little
song. Let's hear a little ditty.
Right, I don't have a guitar or anything with me, but here we go. I just had throat surgery.
Can I make a request?
What?
The In Living Color theme song?
I don't know that one. I didn't write that.
You didn't? I thought you did.
No. I thought you wrote the In Living Color.
No.
No, Brian Adams. I Googled Brian Adams, and it came up the guy who wrote the In Living Color theme song.
Can you sing Crush's theme song?
Yes, can you?
Just do their words to it. I didn't write any words to that.
No. That was Brian Adams, wasn't it?
Brian Adams sang the Crush theme song.
Brian Adams is Crush.
That was
it before he told me when he came in and he was like blonde haired Hawaiian Kona Crush?
Kona Crush? I don't remember his theme song.
It was just like.
You have a vast wrestling knowledge. Very, very obscure references that Brian Adams gets really.
I'm gonna run to you.
That was one, yeah.
I'm gonna run to you.
What was it? I had a game in mind. I used to play this game with my friends all
you
the time.
You can't tell me it's not worth fighting for.
That's a good song.
Excuse me.
That's a good song. Takes me back. Takes me back to Robin Hood and watching Robin Hood with some lady friends.
It makes me think of like a waterfall. I don't know, like a beautiful woman near a waterfall. I just want to go over and touch her face. That's how I feel when I hear that song. I don't know why. I'm sorry. I got off topic. I was going back to I was thinking about like when I used to hang with like a bunch of my friends who like would understand a lot of movie references and stuff. And we would do this thing where this game was, like, let's say we start with a movie. Like, let's say I say, you know,
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. And then I go to you, and you have to name somebody who was in that movie. And then, you know, say you said...
Christian Slater.
Yeah, whatever. Say you said that. And then then Rick, you'd have to say somebody else. Something else Christian Slater was in,
mm-hmm.
and then I would then have to say, another person who was in that movie he was in.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Gotcha,
you boys are fun.
Yeah,
I might come here next week.
I played this game before. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I've introduced
this
you
game with you before.
Yeah, I've introduced you to this game, but
I don't think you've introduced me to this game. I think you didn't invent this game.
No,
sir.
No. I realize that I did not invent this game, but I
let's play it.
Let's go. Start us out.
Okay. I'm going to start with an easy one. I'm going to say Johnny Depp. And I'll go right to
you. I thought you had to pick a movie.
All right. Well, all right. You can pick either
anyone.
One.
All right,
whoever starts,
so I pick a movie.
All right,
Johnny Depp was in.
Yeah.
Yes. Johnny Depp. Nightmare on Elm Street.
All right. So I'll go with Robert Englund.
I'm going to go with 2001 Maniacs.
I have no idea.
All right, you're
how
out.
How was that movie?
Now,
I never even heard of that movie.
Brian Adams, sorry, you're disqualified.
Okay. So now what happens?
Now, so I said the movie that got him out.
Yeah.
So then I get to pick another movie.
Okay.
And I have to, you then have to blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Guess the thing, you know. So I'm going to guess, let's think for a second now.
Any
Terminator,
movie at all.
Terminator 2.
Terminator 2. All right. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Twins.
Danny DeVito.
Throw Mama from a Train.
Billy Crystal.
City Slickers.
All right. Daniel Stern.
Home Alone.
Joe Pesci.
Goodfellas.
Robert De Niro.
Meet the Parents.
Ben Stiller.
Zoolander.
Owen Wilson.
Oh,
stumped you.
Oh, you got me so good.
I
Owen
stumped
Wilson.
You. Owen Wilson has been in nothing
else.
Old school.
Old school.
You boys are great.
Was he in Old School?
Yeah.
That's
no.
Luke
Wilson.
Oh,
Luke. Are you wrong? You're
wrong.
Oh, somebody here is a goddamn game king.
Go. He's the game and the king of
games. And the king
games.
Of games. Dancing in my chair. It's a Bryan Adams song.
That's
you probably wouldn't know it.
That's a good one.
I don't think you'd know that one.
No.
It's a B-side.
That's a fun game, you boys.
Yeah. I'm glad you liked it. I mean, I wanted to bring out the big guns on the day that we had Bryan Adams as a special guest.
Yeah, I think you did. I think you just did. He brought the big guns.
Makes me feel good.
Well, it's time to bring the little guns.
What? I should have brought my guitar. I thought Bryan Adams was going to bring his own guitar.
You'd think.
I think, yeah. But, I understand. It's cool. You didn't know that we were going to put you on the spot and make you perform. What was that other song you did? That was popular.
Life is a highway.
No, not at that one. There
no,
was
one. The really popular one.
The
No,
that was Queen.
Rock you.
That was Queen, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't think you did that song.
Yeah.
I'm going to run to you.
Right, there's that one.
That's it.
No,
that's all you need to know.
Another one. There was the
all you need to know.
I forget what I was just singing it earlier. Does anybody remember what I'm talking about? What was I?
In Living Color theme song?
No.
You walk on the moon filled like a balloon. Never too late and never too soon. Right?
Kevin Costner?
The
song I wrote for Kevin
Costner?
No.
The wherever you go,
I'll be with you.
That's not it.
That's it. Wherever you are, I'll be. That's the song. I wrote it.
Is it? Whatever you do, I'll be.
You're just singing what he's singing.
No.
Whatever you do. No. Wherever you go, whatever you do,
that's what
I will
singing.
Be right here waiting for you.
That's what I just said. I sang that.
Now me and Bryan Adams have a guest here, and his name is Rick Feinberg, and he sings some pretty awesome songs.
Okay.
Bryan Adams is going to be the new Pod Trash guy, and Rick Feinberg's our guest. What questions do you have for Rick Feinberg today, Bryan?
How do you live with yourself?
Very easily. I'm I'm very good at everything I do, so it's it's pretty easy.
By the way, this episode is brought to you by Smart Water, Gosau.
Like that.
We'd like to send out a thank you to Smart Water. For
calcium water is delicious.
One bottle of Smart Water to Rick's fridge. thanks, we appreciate it.
Yeah, Whitestone, New York, represent. It's purity you can taste and the hydration you can feel.
Oh, well, you can usually taste purity pretty often. Whenever something's pure, you know it by the taste of it.
Those virgins that we just had, those were pure as hell.
Heck yeah. Oh,
so what else did you?
I have a request, actually.
What?
Remember how we were talking about the wrong kind of heat and, how you get good heat? And we were talking about that on a previous episode, maybe last week.
I just listened to that episode. Yep. And it was amazing.
I thought it was
good. Matt Flowers guy is really intelligent.
Oh, man.
Smart.
I'm flattered by the fact that Bryan Adams listens to our podcast. I mean, I know, he's on it, but people agree to do stuff all the time. They don't, follow it and listen.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of Canadians.
A lot of Canadians.
Listen to Pod Trash.
We have a big Canadian following.
Speaking of that, I was about to say, the words "you learn something new every day" were about to pop out of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
But I realized that people have, just thrown that around. Like, people have started throwing that around. Like, I'll say something, and I'll just be making it up completely, and then someone will go, "You learn something new every day." And I'm like, if you mean that by saying learning what I just said was you learning something, then you're fucking wrong. You're not learning anything. I'm making it up.
Well, maybe he doesn't know that you're making it up.
Well,
you're getting that X-Pac heat, man.
So I was talking about the wrong kind of heat, and then Vicky Guerrero came up, and I love hearing Rick Feinberg's impression of Vicky Guerrero. And I was going to ask you if you could do it here on
the
air.
Well, it's not that good. It's just...
I know it's not that good, but it just cracks me up.
It's, you know, she's one of those people that that says, like the end of the last word in every sentence sounds like she's asking a question. She's one of those one of those types where she's like, you
just
know,
do it.
Undertaker, if you use that triangle chokehold one more time, you'll be disqualified. And truthishly, if you use it, you'll never be allowed back again. Excuse me? So that's it. That's my impression.
Oh, that's great. Can you do Vince McMahon?
You're fire.
Do the he's gonna puke.
He's gonna puke.
Did you notice that in the movie when in Beyond the Mat when he did the he's gonna puke thing? Dross didn't really puke
much.
Yeah,
he
just kind of spit up
a little bit.
I think
he did, and the camera turned away. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
The camera was like, oh, you know, we're all here to watch you puke. Let me turn away from you and look at Vince McMahon screaming,
yeah.
He's going to puke.
He's going to puke.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good impressionist.
Oh.
I do things.
I like your impression of, it's like... the Archie Bunker mixed Uncle Jesse. If you put them together, he has his own character.
Well, on Full House, the Uncle Jesse character always
Archie Consopolis.
he would always quote All in the Family. Just do like a shut up, huh?
Yeah,
knock it off. Huh?
I do a couple characters.
Do you,
Brian Adams? I've been developing this one. It's the guy
next
who,
time I talk about myself, I'm going to say my name right after I say it.
It's the guy who...
Thanks for being our guest once more. I'm sorry.
It's great
if
that you guys
it seems like I'm making
here.
Fun of you.
No,
seems,
no.
I don't want to come off like I'm making fun of
I'm
a national legendary icon. What was the word that you used to introduce me?
What's that?
You used
Jesus?
A big word to...
Was it Jesus?
I forget. No.
Something like the...
I forget.
The songbird of your generation.
It was like elusive, but it was like
here's my, it's
illustrious.
New. So
illustrious.
Thank you.
Brian Adams.
Thank you.
Legendary Brian Adams.
Thank you.
That's another word people throw around.
It's new, so it needs
legendary hamburger. It's a fucking hamburger. Mm-hmm. It's not legendary.
I don't know. Whopper's pretty legendary.
It's the guy who loves chicken marsala.
Who's chicken marsala?
Chicken marsala. You never had chicken marsala?
Who's chicken marsala?
I'm fucking around.
All right, so here it is.
Brian, please go. Please do it.
You have to try the chicken marsala. It's fabulous.
All right. That was good. That was good.
That's new. It needs work.
My,
you know.
My cheeks hurt from smiling.
It's
at
great.
That lovely impression.
I'm a little bit of a comedian. Canadian comedian.
Canadian comedian. You know what? They go together pretty well.
You know what? I do have a question for you. Canadian bacon, is that just ham?
It's ham.
What do you call ham. Bacon in Canada?
We call it a bacon.
So you
wait, do you ask what the Canadians call bacon?
Yeah.
It's Canadian ham.
Wouldn't you call bacon American bacon?
No.
No?
No, I guess not.
Okay, so if ham is called American... Wait, ham is called Canadian bacon, right?
Yes.
And in Canada, they just call it bacon.
Do they call it bacon, or do they actually call it
you know,
bacon?
Well, my family and I...
They call our bacon...
We call it one-way ticket to Poopyville.
You just call it Kevin.
One-way ticket to Poopyville.
It's like cheese. We just call it American cheese. It's not like we just call it cheese here
right.
in America.
Right.
So they just call it Canadian bacon.
But what do they just call regular bacon as well?
Bacon.
Well, we don't just say, all right, I want to have a pound of cheese. What kind of cheese? Oh, it's American cheese. Like,
that's what we say.
Yeah, that's what we say. That's what everybody says.
The Canadians say American cheese.
Do they have American cheese in Canada? You can't nod on the podcast,
it's international.
Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Brian,
yeah.
Brian, you can't nod.
He just nods at us.
Well, they have, American cheese is worldwide. So if you're in Japan,
sure.
You can order American cheese.
Yeah.
It's a different cut of cheese. I cut the cheese.
Do they have do they have McDonald's?
So
he's come down to our level. He was a legendary pop star, Canadian legend,
illustrious.
Icon, illustrious,
you know,
Brian
I've
Adams.
Sold out.
Now he's on our level making fart noises into a microphone.
I've sold out armories. I've sold out high school gyms. You know, I've been everywhere.
Gymnasium status.
Do you still go to like elementary schools and stuff like that?
I hang around there. Yeah. You know,
I think there was
while.
Some kind of ban from him going to elementary
really?
School. He was the Sandusky of the 80s.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I don't think you should be saying that about me, but whatever.
Oh, I forgot that you were sitting right there.
Get my lawyer
I forgot. Got Brian Adams sitting next to me. Whoops. I forgot. It's only been 20 minutes.
Brian, what is your opinion? This is something kind of intelligent, and I would like to get your outlook on it. What do you think of, like, life sentences and, like, double life sentences? When someone gets, when they're found guilty of something and they get a life sentence, what do you think of
that? Right, because we were talking about this earlier.
I think there's a reason why, you know, what are you guys looking at?
I was looking for my drink.
What were you looking at? You were looking at something, too.
I don't know what he was looking for.
I don't know.
I think if somebody got a double life sentence, there's a good reason. You know, I have a lot of trust in the American penal system, you know, in the Canadian penal system.
Okay. Well, do they have the death sentence in Canada?
They line you up and shoot hockey pucks at you?
Yes.
they cut you with an ice skate?
They throw Canadian bacon. Yeah.
Send it down to Tim Hortons, eh?
Tim Hortons.
Is that good? I don't know.
Tim Hortons? Yeah, it's
Tim
like
Hortons
they're,
is delicious,
they're Dunkin' Donuts.
It's a better version of Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, of course you're going to say that. You can't be impartial.
I'm partial to Munchkins myself. I don't go for tidbits.
I like those chocolate, those black chocolate, donut
like Munchkins?
Holes. Those chocolate black donut holes.
Yeah.
They're good.
I looked away for a second.
I see
you do
if
that
I can fit, you guys will never guess.
What?
You guys will never guess
he's
how many chocolate donut holes I can fit in my mouth.
Do you want us to guess? Do you want us to try?
Guess
You're going to spit shit all over the place. He's got his drink in his mouth and he's about to...
No, seriously. You boys are great. Guess how many chocolate-covered donut holes I can fit in my mouth.
Do you really want me to guess?
Yes.
I'm going to say 4.
Oh, you're way off. Think about those tiny little chocolate donut holes.
He's going to wind up not even telling us the answer at the end. We're going to keep guessing.
Think about those glazed-covered chocolate little tiny donut holes.
I'm going to say 1.
No, man. Those tiny little juicy,
succulent
chocolate donut holes.
He just guessed it.
8.
8? That's close enough. 9.
9. That's impressive.
I thought he was You're never going to guess. And then we keep guessing, and he just keeps saying no.
You're never going to guess.
You're never going to guess.
I think after this podcast, we should go order a bunch of those tiny little juicy...
Not very
chocolate.
Juicy. They're kind of dry, actually.
What the listeners are not seeing is when Canadian icon Brian Legend keeps...
Brian Legend.
Brian Adams.
Brian Dawkins. Brian Adams.
Every time Brian Adams describes these juicy little holes, he keeps making this little motion with his finger.
The tiny little chocolate donut holes.
It's kind of similar to what the John Cena thing is, but...
No, it's like a little butthole.
Oh,
I see.
Thanks for being so vulgar.
I'm just having fun. You got with you boys.
Have we cursed on this so far?
No,
I don't think so.
This has actually been a pretty clean
pretty
podcast.
I'm having fun, man. I've got some little chocolate donut hole.
I actually don't have to hit the explicit button when I upload this.
Did you ever see that show Inside the Actor's Studio with James Lipton?
I believe he's been on it.
Have you? You've
been on it before.
Oh, You, why didn't you tell me?
It's your job to do show prep, jackass.
No, but
he doesn't have to come in here and list his accomplishments.
Well, we're new. We're like in our sixth episode or something. Or seventh episode.
Seven episodes?
Yeah. Seven episodes, yeah.
Hey, man. Season one. On episode seven happening right now.
On that show, James Lipton, he always asks celebrity guests what their favorite curse word is towards the end of an interview. Now we have a celebrity guest. I want to ask you, Rick, what's your favorite curse word?
Mikrob.
What does that mean?
It's like some kind of Japanese fish. It's disgusting.
How is it a curse?
It should be. It's fucking gross.
Okay. Where do you get the poopy butthole afterwards?
You get a poopy stomach for a while.
Okay. All right, thanks for joining us this week on Podtrash, everybody.
How much time?
Wrapping up now. We got 4 minutes left.
Fuck you. Oh, I just broke the...
That's all right. I broke it earlier. So what do you go with, faggot?
Are you asking me for my favorite curse word, or are you just asking me, like, who do I like to hang out with?
Faggot?
You're asking me my nickname.
What do you go with, faggot?
What do you go with, cunt, or fuck, shit, piss, dick, cock?
I like to just...
Pussy fart ass titties?
I like to... Yeah, exactly. I like to combine stuff together. So
gotcha.
I say like ass fart, pussy dick, or something like that.
Right,
but like, you know, I throw in something that's not really a curse in there. Like something like fart's not really a curse, but I throw it in there in the middle somewhere to make it like, you know, make all the other words make, you know, be more important.
That's pretty silly.
Gives them a little more importance. And as I was doing that, I was rising my hands up like I was parting the Red Sea. Pussy fart dick cunt.
So, Brian Adams, what do you go with when you start cursing? What do you usually go for?
Juicy donut holes.
You know, just the basic. Damn. Darn. Shoot. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Canadians don't swear that often.
What is a good Canadian swear word?
Wow, that's a good one.
Like
that's the sound of when you miss a hockey shot.
Like, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think.
Like, how do you say shit in Canadian?
Shit.
It's just shit?
It's just shit. A-O.
So they don't have, like, a special word for it?
Nope.
All right.
Thanks for joining us on Podtrash this week, everybody. Have a great night.
Why do you keep wrapping up the show, sir?
For Rick Feinberg and our special guest, Brian Adams.
All right.
Matt Flowers couldn't be here.
That's just want to remind everybody. I always wanted to meet him. He's a good kid.
Matt Flowers couldn't be here today. Send our condolences to the family and friends of Matt Flowers.
He's not dead.
Send out your cards and wishes and donations to facebook.com/podtrashcomedy. Ask us for our address. You can send money to donate. All right. For the
life is a highway.
What?
I wanna ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I wanna ride you all night long. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, and then you don't, and fuck your mom. That's a little acoustic. I'm going real acoustic these days. You can see me on tour with Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart, really?
I love Rod Stewart.
What's that band that sang Play That Funky Music, White Boys?
No.
White
idea.
Cherry? Cherry Poppin' Daddy? What is it? Someone Cherry. We're going on tour with them.
Cherry Pie?
Not Cherry Pie. It's like the White Cherry or White Noise or... something silly like that.
What did Cherry Pop and Daddy sing?
I have no idea.
Zoot Suit Riot.
They did that. Jump and jive, then you wear
Riot. I want to ride you all night long.
Oh, God.
You can follow me on Twitter at BrianAdams.com, wherever the hell that is. At Brian Adams.
At BrianAdams.
At BrianAdams.com on Twitter. Keysmovies.com.
nowadays.
Dunkin' Donuts for those little tight, little juicy buttholes.
Tidbits.
Not nowadays.
Tidbits.
They call tidbits in Canada.
They call tidbit holes. Because they're, you know, little tidbit holes.
Dude, it's such a shame Matt had to miss this.
Yeah, he would have really liked to be with Bryan Adams.
I mean, he was the one who asked us if we should get a celebrity guest host for this week's episode.
Yeah, because he wasn't going to be here. So he let us deal with it.
I feel really Matt, listen, if you're listening to this.
Well, next week, I'm going to bring my friend Bryan Adams, Crush.
Oh, nice. So we'll have Bryan Adams and Bryan Adams.
Two guests.
Excuse me. Don't be rude, Bryan. I'm sending a message out to Matt Flowers because he cannot be here today.
All right, well.
I'm going to be rude and wrap up the show.
Wrap this shit up.
I already wrapped it up. Just let me talk for a couple minutes.
Wrap it up so you can get those little tight little titty-bitty holes.
For Rick Feinberg and Corey Castle, this has been Bryan Adams here on Podtrash.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will see you next week.
Fuck you very much.